Mohammed was emotionally and physically drained by the strain of the last few years. He had always been emotionally dependent upon his women, and this made him vulnerable. When he decided to take another wife, tongues started to wag again. Zainab bint Jahsh had always been close to Mohammed. She was his cousin, but she was also the wife of Zayd, his adopted son. Mohammed had arranged the match himself shortly after the Hijra, even though Zainab had been far from enthusiastic. Zayd was not physically prepossessing, and she may even then have been interested in Mohammed himself. Zainab was now in her late 30s, but despite the harsh climate and conditions of Arabia, she was still extremely beautiful. A pious woman, she was a skilled leather worker and gave all the proceeds of her craft to the poor. Mohammed seems to have seen her with new eyes and to have fallen in love quite suddenly when he had called at her house one afternoon to speak to Zayd, who happened to be out. Not expecting any visitors, Zainab had come to the door in dishabille, more revealingly dressed than usual, and Mohammed had averted his eyes hastily, muttering, "Praise be to Allah who changes men's hearts." Shortly afterwards, Zainab and Zayd were divorced. Their marriage had never been happy, and Zayd was glad to release her. This story has shocked some of Mohammed's Western critics, who are used to more ascetic Christian heroes. But the Muslim sources seem to find nothing untoward in this demonstration of their prophet's virility. Nor are they disturbed that Muhammad had more than four wives. Why shouldn't God give his prophet a few privileges? What scandalized his opponents in Medina was the fact that Zainab had been married to Zayd. Arabs regarded adoption as conferring an almost biological relationship, and there was much scandalized talk about incest. Mohammed was reassured on this point by a revelation that assured him that Allah himself desired the match and that it was not sinful to marry the spouse of an adopted child. Aisha, who was always prone to jealousy, happened to be with Mohammed when he received this divine message. "How very convenient," she remarked tartly. "Truly thy Lord makes haste to do thy bidding." As usual, tensions in the harem reflected divisions in the community as a whole. Mohammed's marriage to one of his own cousins would further the political ends of the Prophet's family, advancing the cause of the people of the household. Because of the scandal, Mohammed insisted that the entire community attend the wedding celebrations. The courtyard was crowded with guests, many of them hostile to the Prophet, and the atmosphere would not have been pleasant. Eventually, the party began to break up, but a small group remained behind in Zainab's new apartment, apparently blissfully unaware that it was time for the bride and groom to be alone. Mohammed left the room and sat with his other wives, hoping that these tactless guests would take the hint. "How do you like your new companion?" Aisha inquired acidly when he dropped in on her. He eventually returned to Zainab's hut, where the revelers were finally being ushered out by his friend Anas ibn Malik. As he entered the room, Mohammed somewhat impatiently drew a curtain, or hijab, between himself and Anas, uttering the words of a new revelation.